HHS becomes first federal agency to fly trans pride flag. By Katherine Hamilton on March 31, 2022. The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, on Thursday became the first federal agency to fly the trans pride flag, Axios reported. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra tweeted a photo of the trans pride flag outside the Hubert Humphrey building on Thursday morning, accompanied by a statement of support for the transgender activist agenda. On this international hashtag Trans Day of Visibility, I say to our transgender communities, we see you, we stand with you, and we will be there for you. For the first time in history, the transgender flag is flying in front of a federal agency, at SCOV's Hubert Humphrey building, Becerra wrote. Discrimination against transgender people has no place in this country. At SCOV will continue to do everything in our power to protect the health care of transgender people, including their access to gender-affirming care. He continued in a second tweet, using the euphemism gender-affirming care to refer to puberty-blocking hormone interventions and even body-altering surgery. The move comes a day after President Joe Biden celebrated transgender people by issuing a statement to commemorate Transgender Day of Visibility. His statement included jabs at Republican-led states for passing legislation that protects women's sports and keeps inappropriate sexual conversations out of young school children's classrooms. The Biden administration has previously characterized these bills as dangerous and anti-transgender legislative attacks. These bills are wrong, the president wrote. While HHS is the first federal agency to fly a trans pride flag, federal government buildings have repped the LGBTQ+ agenda by flying pride flags in recent years. Last summer, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul flew a rainbow flag for Pride Month, even as Afghanistan was falling to Taliban terrorists. Biden is expected to announce several other measures to mark Transgender Day of Visibility on Thursday, according to the Associated Press. Beginning April 11, U.S. passport applications will include an X-gender marker. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, is also working on gender-neutral scanners. The White House is also working to expand the availability of the X-gender marker to airlines and federal travel programs, and will make it easier for anyone to change their gender information in Social Security Administration records. Additionally, visitors to the White House will soon be able to select an X-gender marker option in the White House Worker and Visitor Entry System, which is used to conduct screening background checks for visitors to the Executive Mansion. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.